Well, good morning. And today is the last installment of what? Grace. The Holy War, written by Molly.
John Bunyan.
Indeed. So, he who was a very wise man, a preacher and a pastor, who understood the ways of God, but also understood the human heart. And he has described, as we've been seeing over these months there, what we were like before we were Christians, and what we can be like after we become Christians, and what's one of the lessons we've been learning since, well, in theory, Emmanuel has been king. What's happened, Stanley?
Diabolus has tried to come back.
Diabolus has tried to come back, and how was he able to gain an entrance, Timothy?
He used one of his Diabolonians, Mr. False Security, and an army of doubters.
He did. And how was it that they were effective? How come that they could be effective? Stanley?
They came through the field gate.
They did indeed. They were let in, weren't they, in other words? They let them in. And so we've seen how eventually Emmanuel revealed again his person to them, came, routed the doubters. And who else had Diabolus raised up to come? His last sort of final assault there. What were they called? Timothy.
The army of bloodthirsty men.
Bloodthirsty men. And they were sent packing as well. And they put on trial. Well, what's his name? They put one on trial, this fellow who had been, well, he said he was Mr. Honest Inquiry, but really he was what, Charlotte?
He was just asking like these questions about God, but they weren't very good questions.
They weren't really good questions. He was making people doubt God, Mr. Evil questioning. But anyway, they put him on trial and sentenced him. So now, the city is enjoying peace again, and Emmanuel is there, right in the heart of the city centre. And he comes with his chariot, and he comes and he speaks to the people. And all the people just want to hear what he has to say. And he speaks to them so tenderly. And he tells them of how much he has loved them, how precious they are. See, because that's what saints are in the sight of God. They are precious. Believers are precious in his sight. And though they may have to learn some hard lessons on the journey, his love remains constant. That's one of the things he tells them. Don't believe that I don't love you. Don't believe that my love for you is not constant. Because sometimes we wonder, sometimes Mr. Evil questioning can still get in there, can't he? And say, does God love you? If he loved you, this wouldn't be happening. If he loved you, you wouldn't be going through all of this. And so Emmanuel says to them, do not believe that. My love for you stays total and absolute and constant. And he tells them, well, you did go against my law, and you had to learn that you will be chastised if you follow in those ways. But I never left you. And when you had help, Mr. Godly Fear, and Captain Experience, and Captain Faith, and these sorts of people, these soldiers that I'd given to you, that was me at work. I was stirring them up. I was getting them to warn you and to get you back on side. That was me all the time, because I'd never left you. You were very foolish the way that you went. And he warns them of all of this. And he says, you've got to regard as your most deadly enemy, apart from Diabolus, what? What is our deadly enemy? Stanley.
Ourselves,
we would say, what is, Charlotte?
Sin.
Sin. That is your worst enemy. So you've got to be on your guard. Because if you go down that way, you'll find again trouble. And you'll find again that my hand is against you. So you see, for us, if we're following Christ, we've got to follow him carefully. And he says, those lovely white garments that I have given to you, what do you think he wants them to do with those? What have they got to do with these lovely white garments, his holiness and righteousness? Charlotte.
Keep them clean.
Keep them clean. That's the one. Keep them clean. You've got to ensure they don't get spotted and stained with sin. Keep them clean. Obey me. Love my law. Follow it. So they're all listening to this. And then he says, actually, one day you're going to be leaving here and I'm going to move you all somewhere else. What do you think he's talking about? Where do you think Molly's talking about? Heaven. You're going to go to a place where you'll have no more sorrow and there'll be no more trouble. Diabolus won't come and hurt you or try to harm you anymore. You'll have real joy there. You'll be able to love me totally and fully. It will never end. And you won't need these soldiers and captains anymore because you're not going to be fighting anymore because it's going to be peace and safety. Think about that place. Do you ever think about it? Do we ever think about it? Do you think about it enough? I don't think any of us do. There's the promise of heaven. And he tells them about that, and you're going to be there. As every true believer, you're going to be there one day. Think about it. You're going to be there, so think about it now. So he's telling them all of these things. Then he warns them about the Diabolonians. And he says this, I'm going to leave some of them in the city. I'm going to leave some of them there with you. Why do you think he's doing that? Why? Why? To test them. Absolutely. You're going to be tested to see if you really love me. And when you're in trouble, if you're going to look elsewhere for help, or will you cry out to me? Because this is why I put them there, so that you'll actually come nearer to me. So you understand that. So they're all hearing this. And so finally he says again to them how much he loves them, how much they are precious to him. And he says to them, stand, be on your guard. You see, we need to be on our guard, don't we? If we just sort of fall asleep and think, this is easy, this Christian life, this stuff, it's easy, and just get kind of complacent and easygoing, disaster. No, be on your guard, be watchful, be alert, because who's still prowling around? Who's still out there prowling around? Timothy?
Diabolus.
Ah, they're still around and about there, but you're shut into God's love. You keep close to him. So John Bunyan finishes the Holy War using Emmanuel there, who stands for the Lord Jesus Christ, to tell us things, the kind of parting words to us, that we would heed them. Quite simple, quite straightforward, actually. To love the Lord and continue loving him and believe in his love and to seek to be holy and to wait for heaven where he will take us to be to his heavenly home. So we finish there. Well, we only start there, really, don't we? It's a whole life of experience that we have in Christ, which John Bunyan's described to us there. Have you started? Are you on that journey yet? Are you one in whose heart Christ is reigning and the Lord's secretary's there? And who's that? Stanley? The Holy Spirit. Is that you? Oh, that it would be you. That it would be each of you and any of us who are listening, that we would be Christ's. And in this wonderful, wonderful pilgrimage, a holy war, we've got to fight still against all the sin, the flesh, the world and the devil, yes, but with such a prospect ahead of heaven. So may each of us find this wonderful Saviour whom John Bunyan so accurately described in this story that he wrote. Let's sing. 146 in our hymn books, 146. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer.